We'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this morning for our Mass for this Feast of St. Mark. Very important day for our parish family as we pray and ask for the intercession of our patron. In a particular way, at this Mass, I'd like to remember our candidates for First Holy Communion. This morning was supposed to have been their First Holy Communion day. So while there is certainly sadness in missing that event right now, we realize that that event will come, and we look forward with great anticipation to that day. And let's remember as well our confirmation candidates. Their confirmation was supposed to be on May 5th, so very brief time from now. Let us remember to pray for them as well today. The details of St. Mark's life are sketchy. Some say that he was born in North Africa. There's a tradition that he was a server in the home of the wedding feast at Cana in Galilee, where Jesus performed his first miracle. Some say he was a member of the 70 that Jesus sent out to preach. Still others say that he himself was the naked man who ran away when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, that Mark was writing about himself. But there are other things that are much more certain about Mark's life. We know that he accompanied St. Peter in his missionary travels. Some say he was probably Peter's translator or interpreter. We also believe that St. Peter's preaching was the basis of St. Mark's writing of the gospel. In the first reading today from the first letter of St. Peter, Peter addresses Mark as his son. Mark was also a companion of St. Paul on his first missionary journey. And there was some friction between Mark and Paul when Mark decided that he wanted to go home. We do know that they reconciled their friendship later on as Paul was getting close to his own martyrdom. And we know that Mark was the first bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, and that he is revered even to this day by Coptic Christians as the one who planted and established their church. But what we know for certain without a shadow of doubt is that Mark had an encounter with the saving message of Jesus, and it changed his life forever. We know that he accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that he received baptism and was anointed by the Holy Spirit, and he became a new creation in Christ. We know these things for certain about St. Mark. And I wonder, when he was writing down the gospel, when he was writing down the words that Jesus spoke in the gospel we heard for this Mass, was he reflecting a little bit on his own calling? When Jesus says, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature," he himself was a beneficiary of that command. But then the command became his. He heard Jesus speaking to him, "Go and proclaim." He went out to share how faith in Jesus changed his life. Faith has a private dimension, but it's not our private possession. This command of Jesus to go and proclaim belongs to all of us who are baptized. Mark offered himself to the mission, and he offered his whole life. He offered his whole life in martyrdom for his faith. Today, like Mark, let us commit to letting our faith in Jesus transform our whole lives. That if there is something future people can say about us without a shadow of a doubt, it's that our faith in Jesus transformed our lives. And let each of us take that faith on a missionary journey, to take the gospel out, not to foreign lands and nations, but to our own family, to our own household, to our own circle of influence. And as Mark once built up the church in Alexandria, may he intercede for this parish, for our parish family, that we might build a church that transforms lives through faith and friendship with Jesus.